Australian drivers could take a financial hit if the United States president goes ahead with plans to charge a toll for oil tankers travelling through the Strait of Hormuz. The Australian government is calling for a de-escalation and a lasting peace deal in the Middle East after Donald Trump announced plans to reinstate the US blockade on Iranian ships and ports in the Strait. In peacetime, the Strait was the shipping channel for about one-fifth of the world's oil. But the waterway has been subject to on-again, off-again closures during the US-Israeli war on Iran. The US has launched a new wave of missile attacks on Iran, which also has tried to impose its own tolls on vessels travelling through the Strait. Mr. Trump says the channel is still open to non-Iranian ships.
We're controlling the Straits, we're putting the blockade back, and it's a blockade not for anybody but Iran. In other words, anybody doing business with Iran can't go through. Everyone else will be able to go through. So it's a blockade. It's a very strong blockade. The blockade was probably more effective even than hitting them, but I think the combination is the thing that really does.
Iran's top joint military command says the U.S. has no role in determining the future of the Strait of Hormuz and would not be allowed to intervene in the waterway.